Burst, Season 2, Episode 8, Flashbacks.
How do we get in?
I have the key.
So you still own the place?
Yes. I should have sold it ages ago, but, well, it's the last thing I have of her.
Oh, it looks like it would have been a lovely home.
I love the decor.
I love you guys, but you don't have to humour me. I know this place is creepy as hell. Look how much dust there is. Some of the stuff hasn't been touched for, like, 18 years. I should have let go a long time ago.
It's completely understandable, Gia.
Doesn't make it any less stupid.
There's a difference between stupid and sentimental.
Thank you. You know, I've got so many good memories of this place, despite it all.
Hey, this is where we used to do art, right?
Yeah. That used to be a paint cupboard. It was high enough that we couldn't reach it because Mum didn't trust you.
Can't imagine why. Oh, that's the kitchen where I first learned to bake.
Yeah, but your cookies back then were slightly less...
psychoactive.
That's it. God, it's so weird being back.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
What?
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's just a spider.
Oh my God, I've never seen one before. Why is it so big?
Oh, don't be a wimp, just step on it.
Wait, no, don't kill it.
Well, I'm not dealing with it.
Oh my God, okay, let me deal with it.
Keep that thing away from me.
Are you sure you don't want to...
I'm sure.
They're completely harmless, Ben.
Throw it out the window now, please.
If you insist.
God, now I understand why Scarlet left this planet.
Oh, I wish I'd got that on film.
It's not funny. That spiedo was freaky.
It was slightly funny, Ben, dear.
Can we just move on and do what we came here to do?
Yeah.
What did we come here to do?
I don't really know. Just look around for anything odd.
Do you think your mother had something to do with all of this, then?
She's been dead for years. I don't know why she'd be relevant, but the photo just seems too much of a coincidence.
There's no harm in looking.
Exactly. Right, we better split up.
I'm staying with Adria for spider protection.
This was my bedroom.
Oh, it's so sweet.
We should def take some of this stuff back home. It's so cute! Look at this teddy bear!
That's Mr. Boots. I forgot about him.
And these are all pictures of you?
Yeah. Well, that one's Mum.
Oh, she looks just like you.
Yeah. She never got to see me grow up.
Oh, Gia, come here.
It's fine. It's fine. Let's not get distracted.
Don't you dare tease me about the spider thing.
I wasn't going to.
You were thinking about it.
I've got no proof.
Sure.
These human houses are kind of cute, but why is everything so wooden?
I don't know. It seems really unpractical. Everything's manual. I mean, you've got to open all the drawers and doors yourself.
It's retro.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. Oh, I almost missed this one. Ben?
If this is a spider...
It's not!
No, I'm serious.
No, so am I. Look, it's the other half of the torn photograph.
No way. No fucking way.
That's Scarlet, isn't it? I mean, much younger and far less Botox, but it's her.
I don't understand.
And the baby, Ben, that has to be you.
I've never been on Earth.
Scarlet must have known Gia's and Beth's parents. Christine was hiding something. We have to tell Gia.
This doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense.
Perhaps I can explain.
Ben? Adria?
We heard the door.
Mum? How did you know we were here?
You can see this house from ours. I thought I'd leave you to it. It is Gia's house after all, but then I found my diary had been stolen.
You're working with Spacebucks.
Let me explain.
You're working with Scarlet, Mum. I knew you were immoral, but this is something else. She's fucking evil.
I know. Of course I know. I've known for years and years. Gia, darling, have you ever wondered how exactly your mother died?
She had a lung infection. My mum has got nothing to do with this.
She has everything to do with this. Just listen. Me and your mother, we used to work for Spacebucks. It had just started out. I did marketing. Your mother worked with raw materials.
You told me she worked at a local cafe.
I thought the truth would be too painful. It was a small company back then, and we both knew Scarlett. It was different then. She was, well, she was good. She was a good boss. Your mother became ill, and we thought nothing of it at first. But as it got more serious, well, I got suspicious. And Scarlett started to change. She became distant, cold. I knew she was hiding something, so I confronted her.
Lyra's illness is tragic, but it's nothing to do with me.
You're lying. Lyra was perfectly healthy before she started working for you.
It's a coincidence.
Then why won't you look me in the eye? She's dying, Scarlett. You knew this would happen, didn't you?
I didn't know. I didn't know. Nobody knew the chemicals we use had side effects.
Don't they test for that sort of thing?
Well, these weren't technically ever tested.
You've been cutting corners. How could you do that?
I didn't realise, okay? Loads of similar chemicals get used. How was I supposed to know that this one would be bad?
Gia's only 4 years old, and soon she'll be an orphan. What am I going to tell her when she grows up? That her mother died because of you?
I'm leaving the planet.
Good.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were friends.
And I said I'm sorry.
Sorry won't save Lyra.
Did Mum know?
Yes. She'd worked it out. Before she died, she made me promise never to tell you. She thought it would hurt less if you didn't know.
I'm not sure that worked.
No. Well, when Scarlett left the planet, I assumed she'd give up Spacebucks, do something else, keep a low profile. I did not realise she was going to keep pulling the same illegal shit across the galaxy. But I never had any evidence. I couldn't do anything about it.
I don't believe it.
Gia, you should see this. It's, the other half of the photo.
It fits perfectly.
I'm sorry you found out like this.
You still haven't explained why you're in touch with Scarlett again.
She's been developing a medicine related to the lung infections. I suppose she felt guilty. Only took her 20 years. But she didn't have any money. She reached out to me to fund it, and I said yes. I did it for your mother, Gia. I did it for Lyra.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Sit down. Maybe have a cup of tea.
I'll get the kettle.
I'll help.
I'm sorry. Do you still want to find her, Scarlett?
Yes, I have to.
Okay. I can't promise anything, but this is the address she used to live at on Earth. She never sold the house, as far as I know, and very few people know she ever lived there.
Thank you.
You should have told us before, Mum.
I was trying to protect you. Both of you. You were so young and innocent. I wanted to shelter you from it all. And I thought it had all gone away when she left, so it wouldn't matter anyway.
I understand. I'd probably do the same.
Thank you. You will be safe when you go after her. She's very different to when we were friends. I hardly recognise who she's become.
We can look after ourselves.
Okay. I know you can. You've both grown into such brilliant girls, far better than I could have imagined. It's about a 40-minute walk from here, the next town over.
She could be so close.
You ready to go?
We just made tea.
The tea can wait.
This has been Burst, written and directed by Marina McCready. It was performed by Majola Akinyemi, Amy Mayer, Marina McCready, James Rogers, Katrina Rose, and Thomas Rosenberg. This episode was edited by Louise Dye. Want to stay with Adria for spider protection? Like our page on Facebook or follow us on Instagram and Twitter for updates.
I'm staying with Adria, one of the two.
In Zoom homeschooling, nobody can hear you scream.
In a way. In a fucking way.